Chapter 29. Return and Departure. He which hath no stomach to this fight, let him depart. His passport shall be made, and crowns for convoy put into his purse. We would not die in that man's company that fears his fellowship to die with us. Shakespeare, Henry V. The following morning, all the rabbits were out at Silfley by dawn, and there was a good deal of excitement as they waited for Hazel. During the previous few days, Blackberry had had to repeat several times the story of the journey to the farm and the finding of Hazel in the drain. One or two had suggested that Kahar must have found Hazel and told Fiver secretly, but Kahar denied this, and when pressed, replied cryptically that Fiver was one who had travelled a good deal further than he had himself. As for Hazel, he had acquired, in everyone's eyes, a kind of magical quality. Of all the Warren, Dandelion was the last rabbit to fail to do justice to a good story, and he had made the most of Hazel's heroic dash out of the ditch to save his friends from the farmers. No one had even suggested that Hazel might have been reckless in going to the farm. Against all odds, he had got them two does, and now he was bringing their luck back to the Warren. Just before sunrise, Pipkin and Speedwell saw Fiver coming through the wet grass near the summit of the down. They ran out to meet him and waited with him until Hazel came up to them. Hazel was limping and had evidently found the climb a strain, but after resting and feeding for a short time, he was able to run down to the Warren almost as fast as the others. The rabbits crowded round. Everyone wanted to touch him. He was sniffed and tussled with, and rolled over in the grass until he felt almost as though he were being attacked. Human beings on occasions of this kind are usually full of questions, but the rabbits expressed their delight simply by proving to themselves, through their senses, that this was really Hazel Ra. It was all he could do to stand up to the rough play. "I wonder what would happen if I lay down under it," he thought. "They'd kick me out, I dare say. They wouldn't have a crippled chief rabbit. This is a test, as well as a welcome, even though they don't know it themselves. I'll test them, the rascals, before I'm done." He pushed Buckthorn and Speedwell off his back and broke away to the edge of the wood. Strawberry and Boxwood were on the bank, and he joined them and sat washing and combing himself in the sunrise. "We can do with a few well-behaved fellows like you," he said to Boxwood. "Look at that rough lot out there. They nearly finished me off. What on earth do you make of us, and how are you settling down?"
"Well, of course, we find it strange," said Boxwood. "But we're learning. Strawberry here has been helping me a great deal. We were just seeing how many smells I could tell on the wind. But that's something that'll only come slowly. Smells are awfully strong on a farm, you know. They don't mean much when you live behind wire. Far as I can make out, you all live by smell."
"Don't take too many risks to begin with," said Hazel. "Keep near the burrows. Don't go out alone, all that sort of thing. And how about you, Strawberry? Are you better?"
"More or less," answered Strawberry. "As long as I sleep a lot and sit in the sun, Hazel Ra. I've been terrified half out of my wits. That's the bottom of it. I've had the shivers and the horrors for days. I kept thinking I was back in Ephrathah."
"What was it like in Ephrathah?" asked Hazel. "I'd rather die than go back to Ephrathah," said Strawberry, "or risk going anywhere near it. I don't know which was worse, the boredom or the fear. All the same," he added after a few moments, "there are rabbits there who'd be the same as we are if they could only live naturally, like us. Several would be glad to leave the place, if they only could."
Before they went underground, Hazel talked to almost all the rabbits. As he expected, they were disappointed over the failure at Ephrathah and full of indignation at the ill-treatment of Holly and his companions. More than one thought, like Holly, that the two does were likely to give rise to trouble.
"There should have been more, Hazel," said Bigwig. "We shall all be at each other's throats, you know. I don't see how it's to be helped."
Late in the afternoon, Hazel called everyone into the honeycomb.
"I've been thinking things over," he said. "I know you must all have been really disappointed not to have got rid of me at Nuthanger Farm the other day. So I've decided to go a bit further next time."
"Where?"
asked Bluebell. "To Ephrafar," replied Hazel. "If I can get anyone to come with me, and we shall bring back as many does as the warren needs."
There were murmurs of astonishment, and then Speedwell asked,
"How?"
"Blackberry and I have got a plan," said Hazel, "but I'm not going to explain it now for this reason. You all know that this is going to be a dangerous business. If any of you get caught and taken into Ephrafar, they'll make you talk all right. But those who don't know a plan can't give it away. I'll explain it later on, at the proper time."
"Are you going to need many rabbits, Hazelrath?" asked Dandelion.
"From all I hear, the whole lot of us wouldn't be enough to fight the Ephrafans."
"I hope we shan't have to fight at all," replied Hazel. "But there's always the possibility. Anyway, it'll be a long journey home with the does, and if by any chance we meet a wide patrol on the way, there have got to be enough of us to deal with them."
"Would we have to go into Ephrafar?"
asked Pipkin timidly.
"No," said Hazel.
"We shall..."
"I never thought, Hazel," interrupted Holly, "I never thought that the time would come when I should feel obliged to speak against you. But I can only say again that this is likely to be a complete disaster. I know what you think. You're counting on General Woundwort not having anyone as clever as Blackberry and Fiver. You're quite right. I don't think he has. But the fact remains that no one can get a bunch of does away from that place. You all know that I've spent my life patrolling and tracking in the open. Well, there are rabbits in the Ephrafan Ausla who are better at it than I am. I'm admitting it. And they'll hunt you down with your does and kill you. Great Frith, we all have to meet our match sometime or other. I know you want only to help us all, but do be sensible and give this scheme up. Believe me, the best thing to do with a place like Ephrafar is to stay as far away from it as possible." Talk broke out all over the honeycomb.
"That must be right.
Who wants to be torn to pieces?
That rabbit with the mutilated ears. Well, but Hazelrath must know what's doing. It's too far. I don't want to go."
Hazel waited patiently for quiet. At last he said,
"It's like this. We can stay here and try to make the best of things as they are, or we can put them right once and for all. Of course there's a risk. Anyone knows that who's heard what happened to Holly and the others. But haven't we faced one risk after another all the way from the warren we left? What do you mean to do? Stay here and scratch each other's eyes out over two does when there are plenty in Ephrafar that you're afraid to go and get, even though they'd be only too glad to come and join us?"
Someone called out, "What does Fiver think?"
"I'm certainly going," said Fiver quietly. "Hazel's perfectly right, and there's nothing the matter with his plan. But I promise you this, all of you. If I do come, later on, to feel any kind of misgiving, I shan't keep it to myself.
And if that happens, I shan't ignore it," said Hazel.
There was silence. Then Bigwig spoke.
"You may as well all know that I'm going," he said. "And we shall have Kahar with us, if that appeals to you at all."
There was a buzz of surprise.
"Of course there are some of us who ought to stay here," said Hazel. "The farm rabbits can't be expected to go, and I'm not asking anyone who went the first time to go back again."
"I'll come, though," said Silver. "I hate General Woundwort and his council with all my guts, and if we're really going to make fools of them, I want to be there, as long as I don't have to go back inside the place. That I couldn't face. But after all, you're going to need someone who knows the way."
"I'll come,"
said Pipkin.
Hazelrat saved my... I mean, I'm sure he knows what's...
He became confused.
Anyway, I'll come,
he repeated in a very nervous voice. There was a scuffling in the run that led down from the wood, and Hazel called,
Who's that?
It's I, Hazelrat, Blackberry.
Blackberry, said Hazel. Why, I thought you'd been here all the time. Where have you been?
Sorry not to have come before, said Blackberry. I've been talking to Kahar, as a matter of fact, about the plan. He's improved it a good deal, if I'm not mistaken. General Woundwort's gonna look remarkably silly before we've finished. I thought at first that it couldn't be done, but now I feel sure it can.
Come where the grass is greener, said Bluebell, and the lettuces grow in rows, and a rabbit of free demeanour is known by his well-scratched nose.
I think I shall have to come, just to satisfy my curiosity. I've been opening and shutting my mouth like a baby bird to know about this plan, and no one puts anything in. I suppose Bigwig's going to dress up as a hoodoo and drive all the does across the field.
Hazel turned on him sharply. Bluebell sat up on his hind legs and said,
Please, General Woundwort, sir, I'm only a little hoodoo, and I've left all my petrol on the grass. So if you wouldn't mind eating the grass, sir, while I just give this lady a ride.
Bluebell, said Hazel,
shut up.
I'm sorry, Hazelrat,
replied Bluebell in surprise.
I didn't mean any harm. I was only trying to cheer everyone up a bit. After all, most of us feel frightened at the idea of going to this place. You can't blame us, can you? It sounds horribly dangerous.
Well, look here, said Hazel. We'll finish this meeting now. Let's wait and see what we decide. That's the rabbit's way. No one has to go to Ephrathah who doesn't want to, but it's clear enough that some of us mean to go. Now I'm off to talk to Kahar myself.
He found Kahar just inside the trees, snapping and tearing with his great beak at a foul-smelling piece of flaking brown flesh, which seemed to be hanging from a tracery of bones. He wrinkled his nose in disgust at the odour, which filled the wood around and was already attracting ants and bluebottles.
"What on earth is that, Kahar?"
he asked.
"It smells appalling."
"You not know? Him fish. Fish come from big water. Is good."
"Come from big water?
Yeah.
Did you find it there?"
Nah. Men have him. Down to farm is plenty big rubbish place, all things there. I go for food, find him, all smell like big water, pick him up, bring him back, make me think all about big water."
He began to tear again at the half-eaten kipper. Hazel sat choking with nausea and disgust as Kahar lifted it entire and beat it against a beetroot so that small fragments flew round them. He collected himself and made an effort.
"Kahar," he said,
"Bigwig says you told him you'd come and help us to get the mothers out of the big warren."
Yeah, I come for you. Mr. Bigwig, he need me for help him. Vanny Derry talk to me. I know the rabbit is good, yeah.
Yes, rather. It's the only possible way. You're a good friend to us, Kahar.
Yeah. Help you forget mothers. But now, is this Mr. Hazel? Always I want pig water now. Always. Is hearing pig water, want to fly to pig water. Now soon you go forget mothers. I help you, how you like. Then, when you getting mothers, I leave you there. Fly away. No come back. But I come back another time, yeah? Come in autumn, in winter, I come live here with you, yeah?
We shall miss you, Kahar. But when you come back, we'll have a fine warren here, with lots of mothers. You'll be able to feel proud of all you did to help us.
Yeah, will be so. But Mr. Hazel, when you go, I won't help you, but I no want wait for go pig water. It's hard now for stay, you know. This what you do. Do him quick, yeah?
Bigwig came up the run, put his head out of the hole, and stopped in horror.
Frith up a tree, he said.
What a fearful smell! Did you kill it, Kihar, or did it die under a stone?
You're right, Mr. Pigwig. I bring you nice little pit, yeah.
Pigwig, said Hazel, go and tell all the others that we're setting off at daybreak tomorrow. Holly will be chief rabbit here until we get back, and Buckthorn, Strawberry, and the farm rabbits are to stay with him. Anyone else who wants to stay will be perfectly free to do so.
Don't worry, said Bigwig from the hole. I'll send them all up to Silfly with Kihar. They'll go anywhere you like before I duck and dive.